Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. More storms are moving through the already saturated Houston area, where flooding from heavy rains has led to the rescue of hundreds of people from homes, rooftops, and roads. National Weather Service meteorologist Haley Adams said the rain was expected in the area throughout the day, with storms expected to produce a heavier downpour. Houston is one of the most flood-prone metro areas in the country. The city of more than 2 million people has long experience dealing with devastating weather. Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began Friday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. Governor Ned Lamont said the plan is to still reopen the highway on Monday morning. Crews are expected to finish removing the bridge by Sunday morning, and then road repairs will be made. The tanker truck burst into flames under the overpass after colliding with two other vehicles Thursday. The cause remains under investigation. Police in the nation's capital say a driver has died after a vehicle crashed into an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. The police say the incident late Saturday night is being investigated as a traffic crash. President Joe Biden was spending the weekend in Delaware, and the Secret Service says there was no threat to the White House. The Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash shortly before 10:30 p.m. Police say the vehicle crashed into a security barrier at the intersection of 15th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and that the matter is being investigated as a traffic crash. Automatic emergency braking will have to come standard on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in the next 5 years. It is a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation on Monday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past two decades. It is designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths per year. Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements after the latest round of negotiations with the firefighters' union failed to deliver an agreement on wages. The company said Saturday that it locked out about 125 firefighters and a facility about 170 miles away in central Washington. The firefighters serve as first responders to fires and medical emergencies and can call on help from local departments. Boeing says its firefighters were paid $91,000 on average last year. And I'll take a look at the state and local news on WLAW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In state and local news, wildlife researchers say the wolf population on a remote Lake Superior Island is stable. But they announced Tuesday that the moose population had declined by 14% from last year. Scientists have conducted an animal survey on Isle Royale's wolves and moose since 1958. Researchers returned to the island this January but had to cut the project short after unusually warm temperatures left ice around the island unsafe for their skip planes to land. Still, they were able to gather enough data to estimate the wolf population stands at 30. Last year's estimate was 31 wolves. The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a local government in a dispute over sending a drone to take pictures of a salvage yard without permission. Liberal and conservative groups closely watched the case, even joining together to urge the court to throw out evidence collected by Long Lake Township. Todd and Heather Maxson had argued that the aerial photos violated their right against unreasonable searches, but the Supreme Court says the fight over excessive junk on the heavily wooded parcel was a civil action, not a criminal case. The court says the so-called exclusionary rule does not apply. There will be some sidewalk work done in the coming weeks in the village of Cass City. The village received four bids to do 979 feet of sidewalk work throughout the village. Quote, the work includes the worst areas of sidewalk along Maple Street, Huron Street, Woodland, a section of Main Street near the Taco Bell, among other areas, plus many areas where sidewalk was removed and not replaced from past water and sewer work, explained Village President Debbie Powell. Creative Concrete's bid was $42,230. Dean Alexander Concrete's bid was $40,530. Ozentoski Builders' bid was for $41,500. And CLS Management's bid was $42,856. The council approved Dean Alexander Concrete's bid to do the work. It is almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was back more than a century ago. The theme for this year's event is A Century Drool, in recognition of the barn's 100th birthday. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.